To say the least, our veterans are certainly worthy of receiving all that they are in need of. And that was the initial purpose of the Department of Veterans Affairs. As we've come to learn, there are people within the VA who are there for themselves first, many times at the cost of the veterans they are there to be helping. Here with the latest revelations about how the VA is in dire need of reform is watchdog reporter for the Washington Examiner, Sarah Westwood. Good morning, Sarah.
Morning. Thanks for having me.
WashingtonExaminer.com is where you can read the work of Sarah Westwood and the other journalists. And in particular, her more recent story on November 2nd, VA officials plead the fifth, refuse to testify. And if you're assuming the obvious, yeah, it's because apparently, Sarah, these two individuals, Diane Rubens and Kimberly Graves, much like I alluded to in the introduction, thought of themselves before the veterans, didn't they?
Yes, it looks like, according to the Inspector General, what happened is that they took advantage of a VA program that was just meant to help employees relocate to other states if the agency can't find any other candidates to take these jobs. What they did was create job openings for themselves in cities they wanted to move to and then use the program to make a profit of hundreds of thousands of dollars to move to these new jobs that had higher salaries and fewer responsibilities. So basically it was just a way to defraud the VA for a lot of money. And when Congress pressed them on why they did this, they refused to answer questions.
Number I saw just with Rubens and Graves alone was $400,000. At this point, at least with this investigation, they're saying that VA executives have scammed about $2 million total with the relocation program. Thinking, Sarah, you know, I haven't moved a lot for jobs, but I don't remember a move ever costing anything close to $200,000-$400,000. I mean, what are the parameters of this program?
It's a pretty generous program.
I would say.
One of the things they do that's a little unusual is that if a VA employee can't sell their house in a 60-day window, the VA will buy it at appraised market value from the employee so that they don't have to worry about their house. I mean, that's something that no private company would do, at least to my knowledge, because that would sort of invalidate the move in a lot of ways, the value of it, to have to shell out hundreds of thousands of dollars to buy these properties, but that's what the VA was doing. And that's just one of the things that the VA pays for. Another is they'll pay for temporary housing for as long as the employee is in the new city looking for a new place to live, pay all of your moving expenses to ship all of their belongings to the new city. I mean, it's a really good deal for VA employees who can get it.
Yeah, your tax dollars are work for everyone except what they're supposed to be aimed at to be doing the work for. We're talking with Sarah Westwood from the Washington Examiner about more dirt and more disorder with the VA. And in this case, just switching jobs is costing, taking literally millions out of the services for veterans. And you can read more about Sarah's writings at WashingtonExaminer.com. You're listening to Issues and Ideas. I guess there is a little good news that came out of all this. The VA's Principal Deputy Undersecretary for Benefits, Danny Pummel, has said that the relocation program has been, well, it's still on the book, but they're suspending it for review. Gee, there's a bright idea.
Exactly. It kind of threw a few of the lawmakers in that hearing off when they heard that the program hasn't been scrapped altogether, that they're sort of put it in limbo until the controversy blows over. It also was a little outrageous to hear that the employees accused of this misconduct still have their jobs at the VA, because it's really difficult, if not impossible, to fire a VA employee when they do something wrong. And that's clear in what's happening in this situation with these two women and others that were cited in the Inspector General report as having abused this program. They still are collecting their taxpayer-funded salaries.
What's it say for the people who perpetually keep getting plugged into the leadership after the failure of the people before them, who come in with the promises, we're going to unearth all of what's wrong, we're going to put a stop to everything, we're going to change the cronyism, the pay to play, whatever you want to call it, and it seems like just every time a committee or investigation or reporter such as yourself looks, the same old games are alive and well in the VA. It's a matter
exactly.
of, you know, what's, you know, what leads to any hope that there's something that's going to change?
Very little. I mean, there's legislation in Congress right now to make it easier to fire VA employees that are accused of misconduct, but that has stalled, just as so many other attempted reforms of the VA have. It's been difficult to push reforms through because this is an agency that's 340,000 staff members strong, and they don't want, you know, the vast majority of them don't want these extra restrictions put on what they can and can't do in this extra layer of accountability. Obviously, it's in their best interest not to have that. And so you have these federal employee unions that are pushing back on proposed reforms. And it's been a struggle that so far hasn't enabled the agency to clean up its act.
And I should mention, too, that even though Hillary Clinton once said a few months ago that this is an exaggerated problem by the Republicans, the committees are through a bipartisan expression mutually showing disgust at all this.
Exactly. There are, on both sides of the aisle, there has been criticism of the VA. It was a little surprising to hear those comments from Hillary Clinton because Democrats have been some of the most vocal critics of the VA in the way that it's been run over the past few years. So then to have her stand up and say that this is all Republicans blowing the problems out of proportion. I mean, they extend from the quality of care veterans are receiving in the hospitals to how long it takes them to get their paperwork filed on the administrative side, to employees that are abusing the system to take money for themselves. I mean, there's problems everywhere, and it's a result of failed leadership. And so to say those problems aren't widespread, I mean, that really rubbed a lot of people the wrong way.
Yeah, think back to one story where the VA had to have a building they were using for document storage condemned. They took VA money to build a new facility to, rather than convert the paper documents to electronic, just move the paper documents to another building.
Everywhere you look, there are stories like that, just ridiculous stories. I mean, there was one that came out just a couple of months ago where the VA went to Congress and begged for $500 million to pay for an expensive drug because they said they were running out. And then when they got that money, they continued to ration the drug just for the sickest veterans. And then even though they had gotten the money that they asked for to pay for it. So a lot of what they do doesn't seem to make sense to lawmakers and the people that are making these mistakes. They don't really have any incentive to work hard to save money because even if they do waste a lot of taxpayer dollars, they're still going to have a job.
You can see more about the disgusting performance of VA continuing in Sarah's story. VA officials plead the fifth, refused to testify from November 2nd. And unfortunately, I've got a sinking feeling that there'll be more cases of this coming to light. But fortunately, they are coming to light, albeit slowly and on the VA's part, reluctantly. But with the help of journalists like Sarah Westwood, the facts and the truth do get revealed, and hopefully sooner versus later, the changes that are needed will be put into place. WashingtonExaminer.com. She's one of the Watchdog reporters, Sarah Westwood. Thanks for being here this morning.
Thanks for having me.